I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 51 of the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We're going to start over here. What's going on?
This your boy, Fourway, man.
It's your girl, JoJo.
Zuri.
How you doing on the show?
Ashley. What's up?
I'm JoJo, but y'all can call me JoJo Circus.
We got two JoJos? Two JoJos today.
Everyone's dream come true.
Two
JoJos.
Two JoJos. You are just full of yourself. That is some shit somebody that is full of themselves. Everyone's dreams come true.
I'm saying that was catchy, right?
No, it wasn't. You just made that shit up. Anyway, let's get into the first topic of the day. We talk about the porch, everything that's going on in pop culture, society, entertainment, music, whatever. So the most recent thing to pop up on our timelines is Meek Mill and Tekashi getting into it in the most aggressive, passive-aggressive thing that could happen between two rappers. You know, like when they show the dogs that bark at each other between the fence, and when the fence is lit up, they don't do shit.
Yeah.
Tekashi and Meek Mill run into each other in a parking garage. I think they said it was in Atlanta because Atlanta's so open, and everybody's everywhere. So they're trying to get to each other between each of their respective security guard teams, and Tekashi goes on to recite a Pooh Shiesty line that says he has his own fire, that he don't need security, while he's standing behind 8 security guards. Is that not the most ironic shit that could happen? That you could, like, out of any line in the rap that you can quote, that's the one you choose. Where you say you don't need security, but you got security.
He high and stupid, so he gonna say anything.
Good promotion for Pooh Shiesty. Good promotion.
Pooh Shiesty definitely is having a nice beginning of 2021. That is definitely big facts. You know, so shout out to him. But boy, I feel like niggas was doing good at ignoring Tekashi for the longest. Like, when the last time you heard about Tekashi?
That's why he pulled up.
That's the reason.
Y'all not talking about me? Let me get y'all reason to talk about me.
Listen, I don't even like when I see him. I kind of just keep scrolling.
Right. You doing good? Cause like, I ain't heard about that nigga since that last song he dropped, Flop. Like, you know, so.
One with all the rainbow wigs.
Which one with all the rainbow wigs? He keeps a lot of rainbow wigs. But WAC 100 went on Instagram after the incident happened and said that Tekashi was the one to actually take the W in that one. He walked away as the victor in that situation because Meek Mill didn't do anything to him. Now, we know Meek Mill has had his legal problems in the past. So, was he wrong in that situation for not smacking Tekashi in the head?
No, he wasn't wrong.
No.
You think somebody ain't finna come smack him in the head later?
Right.
That's what he's supposed to do.
The only reason that Tekashi even said anything was because he had his security with him. Oh, I don't need them, but they here. That's what gave him the confidence to even say anything. I feel like Meek was the bigger man just by ignoring him. Like, he ain't nothing.
That sounds similar to the Gucci and Jeezy situation.
Oh my God.
I'm saying it's the same thing.
It's not the same thing at all, JoJo. All
right.
Other JoJo. You're going to be other JoJo today. This is going to be original JoJo.
Okay, that's fine, but.
You think it's the same thing?
What I'm saying is if you're going to say that it made Meek Mill more of a man to walk away and not entertain the bullshit, then you got to say the same thing about Jeezy and Gucci. When Jeezy.
Tekashi did not kill one of Meek Mill people.
Man, he done did a lot of shit. He snitching, he ratting, he
didn't snitch on Meek.
I'm just saying. We don't know what he doing. We don't know what he trying to do.
Yeah, we know what he's trying. We know what he's trying to do. Those do look like federal informant games. Like,
you pulling up on me?
How many rappers can you help us get locked up?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What's going on? That's what I'm saying.
That's what it looked like to me. So you doing all that shit in public and you know this nigga is one bad day away from going back to prison. That's what it looked like to me. I'm just saying.
I feel that. Crazy.
You feel me on that, JoJo?
I feel you. Meek Mill did the right thing.
Yeah. So, back to the WAC 100 shit. I feel like in that situation, niggas are gonna talk about you if you do one thing or if you do the other thing. Like, he didn't do anything. They said, "Oh, you're a weak ass nigga. You should have did that shit." And if he did do something, niggas would have been like, "Oh, this stupid. You a hothead. You weren't thinking. Now you about to be locked up." So either way, niggas gonna have something to say.
Exactly, but fuck what a nigga gotta say.
Fuck what a nigga gotta say.
Do what's best for you, nigga. If you not doing shit and walking away, because that's your ass that's gonna be in jail, nigga, not us. Right. God damn it. Do what the fuck you need to do.
Right, can't please everybody, so do what's best for you.
Do what's best for you. Working the shit out of you.
What's best for him, nigga. That's the life he lived. That's what he gotta go through.
Man. Yeah, but shit, we know smacking the shit out of Tekashi in these situations comes with some extra shit. Especially you do that shit on camera.
Exactly.
Someone please call 911.
He should have slapped. If you got close enough, he should have slapped one.
That was a trap. Like,
I would have slapped him.
That was a trap, though.
You would have slapped Tekashi?
If I was close enough to him, yeah, I would have slapped him. That shit ain't gonna cost nothing. Me got money. That shit ain't gonna cost nothing to slap that nigga. She don't cost him good.
Man, he on probation, man.
Okay, and Meek, man. He fighting with the courts and shit. But me, I would have slapped. I ain't on no paper.
Yeah, you not on no paper. You could have got away with shit. Lawyer money, shit. All right, cool.
You been an icon for slapping that. You know how many niggas want to slap him?
A lot of niggas.
Shit, so, man, you been the man you slapped. You get close enough to slap him, you get that opportunity, file for his ass.
Tekashi know who to pull up on and try to start some shit because they know they got something to lose, which is what he was doing. It was a whole trap. That's like you knowing that you trying to set me up and I'm going to let you set me up. Nah, nigga, I know what the fuck you over here for, so I'm going to move around, but I'm going to catch you, though.
Yeah, in that situation, Meek played it to his best. You know, he couldn't do nothing.
Somebody,
we all know that.
Somebody said, like, this shit also made sense, that the next best thing, well, the best thing he should have did was not even engage him at all and walk away, treat him like a fan. That's because true. If you see a nigga over here doing all this wolfing and barking and shit, and you know for a fact he not gonna do nothing, I'm not even gonna pull my phone out, not even gonna get it. I mean, you gotta treat him like a fan. Cause if he pull out his phone and start recording you walking away and not even giving him attention, what happens then?
Right.
I feel that.
He looked like a loser.
You look like a goofy. You look like look like a lame-ass nigga. So, like, you know, so shout out to me. You know, shit, I think you did the right thing as far as not engaging with him. Shit, because freedom is more important than any opinion online.
Right.
You feel me? So, shit, what else happened this week? It's been a long week, long Valentine's week.
I'm just over it at this point.
Hold on, JoJo. Because I seen you had some flowers on your story yesterday. So, don't get... You okay?
Yeah, I'm waiting. What are you asking?
What's up with these flowers? You talking about you over it.
Those flowers weren't Valentine's Day flowers. Those were it just so happened to be Valentine's Day when I received them.
That's some bullshit.
That sound like cap.
No, that's a cap. No, those were forgive me flowers.
What the fuck going on?
Nothing.
I can go for that.
They was forgiving me flowers.
What did he do?
For what?
What did this nigga do?
What do y'all niggas do?
I don't know.
Niggas do a lot. That's what niggas do a lot.
All right, yeah, like what? What do you guys do?
He cheated on you?
I plead the fifth.
Damn.
Shit. They was forgive me flowers.
Forgive me. All right,
did they work?
Did they work? That's the question niggas need to ask.
The flowers made me smile.
Okay. I mean, she put them on a store, so they would have had to been at least
they
kinda.
Made me smile, but.
But did they get to the real issue?
No.
There you go.
You gotta do more than flowers.
Yeah. No, he an inch closer. That's
what so what does a nigga gotta do if he fuck up, like, in these situations, close to the holidays like this, like Valentine's Day, your birthday, or Christmas, important holidays of that stature? What does a guy have to do to get back in your good graces?
Okay, so this, to get back in a woman's good graces on any day, not just the holiday, take responsibility for your actions.
Those are facts.
If you fucked up, tell her that you fucked up, but don't just say, I'm sorry I fucked up. Why? Like, be specific, because you might think she's mad about one thing. She's really mad about another thing, so just come clean.
You gotta prove it to her, too.
Exactly.
She's gotta trust you. You gotta build that trust back.
You definitely gotta do that first, for sure.
So did the flowers build a trust back?
I want to know what she would.
Zuri's 2 cents. Come on,
Zuri. Pop your 2 cents in.
I don't really.
How was your Valentine's Day?
I didn't do nothing for Valentine's Day. I called 10 different men that I was fucking with, and didn't only one answered, and it was the weirdest one. So he said he had something to do, hung up, and then I went to sleep.
You got plans today?
Do I have plans today? I mean, later that night, you know, I kind of went somewhere, but other than that, I went to sleep. My day, I just consisted of sleeping.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they all, well, three of them called me back, so I called them back, and they weren't doing shit either. So, and I'm like, okay, so nobody got me a gift? That's what I was thinking. Like, damn, I can't get a bear, I can't get a chocolate, I can't get a flower.
I would've
like, damn, cut all y'all niggas off.
I would've got you a bear, Zuri.
I would've got you a bear.
Oh, I would've got you a bear.
The best thing you can do to get back in, I think, is just shower her with
niggas
gifts.
That don't deserve her time.
Shower her with gifts.
Oh, you said shower her with gifts.
That's what I would do. Just like that.
Please, just please.
Do something to make her smile. A bunch of shit to make her smile. Just until, well, until she's to the point where, like, all right, baby, that's enough. You done enough. You bummed enough. Shit, slow down.
My, I was, you know, on Facebook, you find all the ratchet shit, and I was looking at one of my classmates from high school. This nigga found out he was the side nigga on Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn.
Found out you was the side nigga on Valentine's Day. And I'm trying to, like, in my heart of hearts, I'm trying to realize, is that really a bad thing? Like, it's kind of like, you're not playing, but you're still getting paid. So you're not really in there for the long haul, but shit, you're still on the roster, my nigga. Is that bad?
It's not bad, but
it's not good. It depends on how much you got invested. How much time and money you got invested.
But how do niggas not know that they decide, nigga?
Yeah, right.
Some girls are really convincing. You like, crazy. We got separate lives.
What do you mean? I don't know.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Niggas know.
You don't know unless right. We want you to know.
No, women is easy to finesse. Y'all don't be knowing y'all side chicks.
Mm-mm. Yes, no. Women
yes,
do.
We do.
No, you don't.
Y'all don't.
But no, see, the question is not y'all whether do we know, it's whether do we accept it.
Or do we give a fuck?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Man, exactly. When you find
you
want to
play that role? You want to play this role? I already know you. Look, I already know you got a girl. You think I'm okay, cool. Let's play this role.
And you be okay with that? No. So once you find out you're the side piece in the situation where you thought y'all was in a full-on relationship, do y'all continue on with what's going on? Do you accept your new role, or do you exit stage left?
Ooh, it depends on what stage you are in your life, goddammit.
That's a good one, yeah.
It depends on if okay, you're a female or you, if you're the man. Like,
if you was trying to play that game at that time in your life, then yeah, you playing that game. But like later on, when you really trying to find a husband or whatever, then nah, you ain't on that shit. Like, because nigga, no, I'm not. I was a side chick before. Chick. Like, no, I don't want to be a side chick no more. What you talking about?
I'm calling the main chick immediately.
Wow, you snitching? You snitching?
Yeah, I'm y'all like, yeah, your man at my house, look. Okay. Come get your man.
So what if she into freaky shit like that? You just open the door for a threesome.
But they don't even be into that. I'd be all like, oh, you trying to be a sister wife or what's up? You trying to make pasta? Like, they just be all like,
blah. So you into the open relationship shit?
I mean, if the dick good, then of course.
If the dick good. That's the only qualification for an open relationship?
Because y'all niggas don't have anything else to offer.
So the dick, so the dick just got to be good. The nigga don't got to have his own shit.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Because the first thing you said, out your adult mouth was the dick got to be good.
I mean, us women, are we even fucking any guys that don't have their shit together?
Yes! No, women fuck bums all the time! What? What the fuck are we talking about?
Well, okay, listen.
I've gotten the best pussy when I was broken in college. What the fuck are we talking about? I don't know how I was.
I don't know how your pussy can get.
Are we
for
doing
that?
The ratio? Because if we're gonna do a ratio, then we're gonna say that more women are gonna fuck niggas that got something going on rather than bums. Like, right. Of course, I'm sure motherfuckers done fuck the bum ass nigga just like y'all done fuck some bum ass girls.
Niggas sure. Fuck bum ass girls all the time and are okay with it.
Right.
Because
right,
some girls are okay with being bum ass bitches.
And women the same way. Shit. Nah. I'm not saying that's attractive.
You said what?
We're not saying that's attractive. No. Nobody said anything like that. Just saying that if the opportunity presents itself for certain women in certain situations, that might be the best outcome.
Wow. Fucking a bum?
That might be the best. I mean, okay, so take it this way. Take it this way. If you're 3 weeks.
See? You see?
Be that bum that, broke nigga
that bum bum dick make the whole shit.
Because he can't, he's staying with you, so he can't, like, you know what I'm saying? He got to keep you there.
He right, though, because I came home from prison. I was broke as fuck, but I was fucking everybody, girl. So I don't know how that be.
He was fucking girls who niggas had money. Right. You can lose your chick to a bum nigga.
Wait, who said he's with they're gonna go with him?
Man, if a bum nigga fuck my girl, he got her.
Nah.
You got her. Ain't no coming back.
I'm nah.
But shouldn't that have to be for any girl? If any nigga can get at your girls.
It's worse when a bum. It's worse when a bum nigga do it, cause that nigga like.
It's a pride.
Imagine a homeless nigga fucking your girl, which is really what it amounts to a lot of times. That nigga ain't got shit. What were your standards? What was the how did this nigga qualify for any of this shit?
That nigga got game.
That nigga ain't got nothing but dick and a trash can. And he fucked your girl. You got to go.
Damn.
You can go to the trash can with him, Oscar the Grouch. God damn.
But you see how y'all feel? We feel the same way. You be like, you fucked her?
Right.
Right.
And then you think you finna come in.
Different.
No, it's not.
Oh my God. What's different about it?
It's different.
What's different?
It's different.
How?
Let me explain.
Please do. We are all
I'm very interested.
We are all ears.
It's a lot of bum women in high places of, like, just being looked at and adored. They're on high pedestals. But they ain't really got shit going on. Bum niggas be bums. They look bummy. They bummy. They ain't got shit going on for themselves. If you gonna fuck a girl, if you gonna fuck a girl that look good, she at least look good.
No.
Cause John ain't gonna back me up on this.
I feel like there's plenty.
Yeah, am I lying? Shout, am I lying?
No.
I mean, to a certain degree, yeah.
Cause I feel like there's men out there that put on a facade, like they look like they got money. Mm-hmm. They might even be able to get you into place, you know, one or two. But when you really take a step back and you look at them, they ain't got nothing going on.
So in your eyes, what is a bum?
Yeah.
What does a nigga have to have to qualify for being in the bum category?
So, one, if you have to convince yourself just as much as you have to convince other people that you got stuff going on for you, bum.
Okay.
Bum.
What do you think?
Yeah, you probably ain't talking about it if you
a nigga
got it.
Work.
You know
a nigga
what I mean?
Who ain't got no job. Bum.
Or no, not even no job, because I can
understand things
happen.
No income.
But if you don't have no aspirations or no goals to get nowhere,
yeah,
that's a
bum.
Mm-hmm.
Bum. Straight up. Because how much? Because that's like saying you got a girl. And
I think girls don't fuck niggas like that all the time.
No.
You think so?
I mean, maybe not now as they got older and, you know.
And you know why? Y'all
had their share of dudes, but I think at one point y'all fucking bum. I mean, excuse me, y'all, but women were fucking bum.
I mean, we were
but
all
is it because they think
time.
That maybe they have something to gain through that, 19. Whether it be a romantic relationship or a financial situation?
Women will knowingly fuck a bum. They will fuck a bum and he will sleep on their couch. Niggas will fuck a bum chick that we niggas just don't know.
My standards got high. Like, I used to fuck bum chicks when I was young, but as I got older, my standards got higher for women. Like, I don't fuck no bum ass chick. Now, you can't be working at no certain place fucking with me. Like, at one point, I ain't done where you work at.
Right. Exactly.
Niggas got standards now. Yeah, and I feel like women don't like that shit. Women don't like that shit when niggas got their own standards. It's like, if you talking to a woman, she has a whole set of shit that a nigga has to meet, whole set of standards that niggas got to meet to talk to her, right? For a lot of times, that list for niggas is way smaller. She got to be cute. She got to have a fat ass. Niggas ain't asked for a whole bunch of shit.
We didn't ask y'all to have no standards.
No, right. But when niggas do have standards, it's like, well, who do you think you are? You should accept me for who I am. Bitch, what the fuck that mean?
Okay,
you should accept her for who she is.
No, because if the shoe was on the other foot, I would not be accepted for who I was. You would not give a nigga room for growth.
That's not who you're supposed to be with. Move around.
Right.
Right. That's what I would say. If she's offended by your standards, then you're not dealing with the right woman.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
She ain't got your standards.
Right.
Very
true.
Right. So there's nothing wrong with men having standards. The problem is, y'all don't have no standards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't have no standards other than she got to have a big old booty, she got to be cute. That's it. So you don't care if she's a bitch. You don't care if she's broke. You don't care if her mama's crazy. All you care about is if she got a big old booty and she cute.
Or if her mom's crazy.
Nikki, how you doing? You good? Nikki Sweets in the building.
Good.
Just stepped in. How you doing?
Hello.
Okay. We're talking about niggas and their low standards.
Niggas in their high standard, not low standard.
Do you think niggas have low standards?
Do you think
niggas have low standards, Nikki? Like when it comes to...
It depends on the man.
Depends
I
on the man.
I think niggas have low standards. I think men have good standards.
I agree.
I like that.
There's a difference. Men and boys.
Men and boys.
Yeah.
For sure.
I agree.
Can I get a shot?
Yes.
Sure.
Give Nikki a shot.
I don't. There's no clear liquor.
Yeah, vodka.
Yo, got that black owned vodka.
Yeah,
black owned vodka.
Black owned vodka.
Should have slipped that in there.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you. Please shout out with the black owned vodka.
Yes.
Shout out to
Bomaid. Okay.
Damn, that's a lot of porn.
For real.
Her birthday's yesterday, girl. Oh, happy birthday. Yes, yes, yes. Get it to the next topic.
Let's get it to the sweet.
Yes, it's lemonade. Lemonade vodka.
Damn, I wish y'all had told me that before I started.
So let me get it to the next topic. So do you really think, so when somebody says, oh, I didn't see your text, do you really believe that, or are they fucking with you?
They fucking with you.
It don't depend on shit. It don't depend on shit.
I don't be seeing shit.
I just think sometimes I don't.
My attention spans on my phone be short sometimes, or I'll see something.
So if it's somebody that you're actively talking to,
I've missed text messages from my grandmother before. Okay, like it just depends on.
Did you know your grandma was texting you?
I don't know, cause I missed it.
What I'm saying is, if I'm talking to somebody, if we talking all day and shit,
who's
if we
talking all day?
That's why I don't like talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Cause bitch would be like, oh, I'm not really a tech. Well, I guess we're not gonna talk. Cause I can't be like this all day.
I
don't even want to do that. Cause I gotta entertain you for however long we on the phone. Cause at some point it's gonna get awkward.
So you think that everybody sees the text, they just respond to who they want to respond to?
Look, if you don't have to tell somebody who wants to talk to you to talk to you.
That's true, too, but some people are busy.
Nobody's that busy.
Some people have kids.
Stuff happens.
Some people have jobs.
Right. Yeah, stuff jobs happens. That where you can't
And then we're talking, we got to establish how long we're talking about going, I mean, like, missing text and saying that.
I was about to say.
Yeah, because like.
You go from 8 p.m. to 3 a.m.
Yeah, that's different.
You ain't see your phone.
They probably sleep.
I'm talking about like 2-3 days though.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
So if it's like a 2-3 day thing, and you'd be like, "Oh, I didn't see your text. I didn't want to text you back." That's what I'm saying. But if it's like 4 hours or
of course not.
If it's like you text me at 9 p.m. and I don't text you back to 10 in the morning, I was fucking asleep probably.
That's understandable. I'm not saying...
people be getting fucked up about that. Really? Was asleep the whole night.
Sometimes I get really fucked up and I'll see your text and then I'll just forget to respond.
Yeah, same.
And then I'll go look at the text like 3-4 days later, like you said, and I'll be like, damn, I didn't even respond. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Right. I'm just now seeing this. Yeah. I'll say that.
Or I'll say, I thought I responded already.
Yeah, I thought I responded.
I mean, I do that too sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Like, type the shit because I smoke.
Right. Yes.
I type the shit in the thing, mm-hmm. and I forget to press send. Exactly. Instagram pop up, and I be like, damn, let me scroll.
Yeah.
Like,
something. Or someone calls you in the middle of you typing.
Sometimes I don't know what to say as a response to some shit, and then like in the midst of trying to figure out something, think of something to say, I'll put my phone down and forget about the message altogether. But shit, like if you hit me back, shit, like, damn, I forgot.
Exactly.
I legit forget. But
if Rihanna was texting y'all phone would be in y'all hand right now.
Who would I be? Rihanna, hell yeah.
If I just hit you, I'm sorry. I'm going to just fail.
Yeah, definitely Rihanna. What other celebrity would have my undivided attention like that?
Nicki.
Minaj?
No.
Or Sweets? Or Sweets? How about Minaj or Sweets? Sweets, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Have your phone in your hand.
Yeah,
I'm going to have my phone. You ain't text me.
You ain't even text me.
Y'all got a thing going on?
Oh, my God.
you got the topic this week?
JoJo. You done went viral. All
right, y'all,
go ahead.
What's up, y'all? Okay, so I have a question, right? So, men... do y'all look at a woman differently if she approaches you for your phone number than you approaching her?
Hell yeah.
Why?
I'd be scared.
Why you be scared? If a woman shoot a shot at you?
I done had that happen to me. They've been aggressive-ass women. You just don't know what their motive is, what their intention is. You know, they trying to pamper you.
I had a girl like actually trying to turn me into a little baby and shit.
What?
Wait, girl, let me come rub you like, oh, like this real baby. You like, come on, like she was really, really like motherly.
Was she older?
Not even by that much. I'm gonna say about 10 years.
10 years.
That's right. Yeah, that's older.
You said not that much, just 10 years.
Not that much, just 10 years.
That's been worse than that. My bad. What about 20 something? She was like 30 something. She was like a writer or something. She was just in. Approached me and was calling every day, texting her, hey, let's do lunch, let's do breakfast, let's do dinner.
Aggressive women do be goddamn scary. Especially if they're aggressive after y'all had sex.
So that makes her aggressive when she just wanted to approach you to get your number? That makes her aggressive.
Was it how she wanted
something very bad. Like, to want me that bad is kind of like crazy.
So a woman is supposed to wait around for a man to approach her?
If she wasn't so aggressive, it probably would have been cool.
It's the aggressiveness.
Like a woman
no.
In general, like,
you're not supposed to wait. You can go after what you want.
So how do y'all feel about that? Do y'all respect her the same as if you were to respect her if you were to approach her?
I like that shit. So like when women slide in my DMs on social media, I'm like, oh, okay.
Niggas say they like that shit, but no, they don't.
I'm scared of that.
They want to call you thirsty. They want to be like you being a groupie, pest, or anything. Niggas
I like
don't groupies. Like that shit.
We
niggas,
love groupies.
They, y'all claim y'all like that shit, but y'all still be talking about them bitches.
Talking about them bitches, exactly. Be like, hell yeah, shorty, you pushed me at the club and shit.
She was thirsty for the dick.
Right. Whole time, I'm just chilling. I like you. I'm not going to wait for you to come up to me. I think you cute. I like the way you carry yourself. Hey, my name is JoJo. Shit, can I get your number? That's how I'm gonna do it.
Is that how you've done it in the past?
Yes.
It worked?
I've only approached a couple men, like, in my life.
And what happened to them? Where they at now?
We're friends.
So you went up to the dude and said, hey, my name is JoJo, can I get your number?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know, I'm like, I know how to talk to people, so I'll probably crack the joke or something and been like, can I get your number?
You got that personality, you can get away with that. There's some girls that can scare you with that shit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, do all men think like that? Like, say for instance, you see a girl in a club. If you see her, you probably thinking, damn, I'll fuck shit out of her. Hold on, I'm gonna get her number type of thing. But is that how y'all be in a club?
I ain't been in the club in a long ass time.
But that's how you be when y'all see somebody. Right, when y'all look at a girl, y'all be like, damn, she bad. I want to hit. I want to talk to her. Is that what y'all think?
Hell yeah. I mean,
I don't see it. I don't want to hit that first thing. I want to read books. I don't give a damn. I want to read books. I want to hit. Then we can read books later.
So do you think the woman is thinking that when she approaches you? Do you think she like, damn, I'm gonna fuck?
In the first 30 seconds, she want to fuck.
I'm saying, you think that's why she approaching you, or do you think she approaching you on some other shit?
Man, she know in the first 30 seconds she want to fuck.
That is completely true.
If she approach, she want to fuck.
No.
What you mean?
Not every time a woman approaches you, doesn't mean she want to fuck you.
It means she will eventually.
It's a possibility.
Right. But I don't want to just fuck you right now.
Because some women approach men that are not people they usually approach, and they want to see if the possibility is still there with that type of guy.
Right. So what make you approach a nigga?
They're fucking.
How they carry themselves.
Like,
there's a difference between confidence and arrogance, and there's a difference between, like, somebody who's coming up trying to holler, and there's the difference.
I'm talking about, like, you, like, say we got, like, a minute, 30 seconds, like, you in, like, a public
spot.
Oh,
you can see all that. You can see all that, yeah. If you're really good at reading people, you can tell within the first minute.
So, you know that in the first 30 seconds to a minute.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, shit, when I'm out, like, I guess my list of shit I be looking at when I'm out is short. Because I can't see your personality in public. I see your ass. So I be like, if I'm like at the mall.
That's what she sees. She sees your fatigue. She see that she like your swag.
Exactly. So if I'm at
the mall. That's what she see in the 30 seconds. I'm
at the mall and I see somebody like, damn, she got a big old ass. Holler at her. So I don't know anything. She might be fucking crazy. I don't know that. And probably not going to know that until we start talking more. But like, what I do see is that ass, and I'm going to approach you off the strength of you having that ass.
Okay, so what if you approach her because of her physique, and you get up, and y'all are talking, and she ends up...
She can't even spell
her name.
That's happened before.
What do you do then?
I was just about to say that.
This is what you call ghost.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so this is what ghost.
It wasn't like an in-person thing. It was over social media. So it was this chick who I had been following. She had a big old ass. And I was like, okay, bitch. She followed me back one day, and I'm like, okay, it's on.
You like little ass.
I do. I like ass. I love it. So we get the DM and the shit, get on the phone. She just start talking about the weirdest shit, bro. She want to talk about conspiracy theories, God, celebrity gossip, and shit like that. No, not even like the shit that makes sense. Like the stupid shit. Like
the lizard people.
Yes, like that literally.
She want to
talk about celebrity Illuminati shit. Like, yo, what the fuck? What are you talking about? Like,
that type of shit I be
and then the more she talked, every time I look at her pictures, I'm like, damn, you do look kind of slow.
Oh my God. So what type of conversation did you
Nah. Oh, it was that bad. Nigga had to abort. Nigga had to get out of there.
What type of conversation would have kept you intrigued?
Right.
It's some smart chicks that got some chicks on Instagram who got all the ass out there, smart as fuck. They can carry a conversation.
I'm asking if you
but I'm saying by her, the conversation was just so bad. It was like to a point I don't leave. I can at least be cordial with people who I'm not fucking with on like an intimate level. But like it was just that bad. Us niggas just had to get out of there. Like I don't want
to
talk to you.
In your situation, I would have been fine because she would teach you something. But a girl that's dumb, I can't sleep with a dumb bro. Like if she was there and she was really like didn't know shit,
like ditzy, just dumb as hell.
That would have really turned me. But she was kind of smart as fuck. It would kind of like I don't know what kind of shit. She probably went on some kinky type shit.
So that's one of your standards. You can't fuck a dumb bitch.
Definitely not. Not a
dumb bitch with a big booty.
Nah, I ain't gonna.
You say fuck with or fuck?
Fuck. Dumb bitch with a big booty. Like,
yeah.
You right, got, I so like, you would sacrifice, at one point, you would sacrifice the conversation and the reputation in that aspect. You'd be like, I just gotta take one for the team. I gotta hit. So you would just compromise for yourself just to get it and quit it.
She probably couldn't even turn me on how stupid she is, man.
That's why you gotta get it before you find out how stupid she is.
Annoying. Like, if she just shut up, that's different. You don't know. Then you find out she's stupid afterward, that's different. But.
Yeah,
off the jump, if you notice a dumbass girl, I can even sleep with something so, like, stupid.
Because that's going to put you in danger, because if she's stupid like that, she might be stupid in other ways.
In fact.
She might put your health in danger, because a bitch stupid. She probably don't even know how to wash her ass.
Man, I just couldn't do it.
Straight up.
Stupid bitches
are
dirty.
So you wouldn't risk
ghost.
It?
I'm a ghost.
Just for a hit.
Ghost. Yeah. You got to that hit ejecto seat cuz on the motherfucker. Ejecto seat cuz.
She got to have some logic by herself. She got to definitely ask for the condom.
Exactly.
That right there, I try, girl, just to see if she going to even ask for a condom. She don't even ask for it. All right, bitch, I'm good.
Of course
good.
He did.
Like, that type of shit to go on.
So y'all ain't fucked wrong the first night?
Yes. No. Woo. Not at all.
I ain't gonna sit here and lie about that shit like that.
Andrew,
that's
I love you.
At one point.
Don't say that.
I ain't doing that shit no more.
The first night. I did, and I ended up in a relationship for 2 years. Damn.
That nigga put a hex on your ass. you fuck one of them voodoo niggas.
But I mean, we talked on the phone every day for months before we met up. Like, we just lived in different cities.
So it wasn't like a one night stand and it was like, oh, it's wrong.
No, wait, actually.
Never mind. Nah, tell that shit. Tell that shit.
Come on, total.
All right.
Story time.
All right, so I went to the club one time with my homegirl. We went to a concert, and like there were some guys that were outside, and they were about to get in. Like, they had a little section. So, you know, they were cute or whatever. We were feeling them, so we walked in with them. I don't know. I got super fucked up. I was making out with this guy in the club.
Making out? What's making out?
Like,
you don't know what making out is?
I just met him. No, making out. Oh, okay. Like, kissing. Like, I was really feeling this guy. And, like, I was kissing him inside the club. That was, like, first time, only time I ever did that crazy shit. And then we ended up going back to his crib. And then
things happened.
He ate my pussy and my ass. I mean, wait. They took us out to eat first. then they took us to the crib.
So you ate, then he ate. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Missouri. And then y'all was in a relationship for 2 years.
No, that was not him. That was like,
who was this nigga?
This is another guy. This was just another guy. He lives here in Atlanta now, though. But took him out after he gave me some really good dick. So. Like, I took him to get his nails done the next morning. Thank you for the good dick. And then that was it. And I didn't have a ticket.
Huh?
took it to get a man.
That should be the next topic. If you're dick, will you take him to spend that
money? Niggas
do not eat red lobster.
That's what she said, though. I was just saying what she said.
Nah, you know what,
nigga? Nah, that's what Jasmine Sullivan said. If the dick good, she'll pay the rent. That's what she said.
Oh, damn.
Right.
Yeah,
if the dick that good,
then
right.
Right. Well,
I wouldn't know because I ain't paying
my
rent.
Y'all not paying rent if the dick good?
If you got, you know, I can pay your rent, dick, where are you at?
Because yeah, where the fuck
so you're open to the possibility.
Hey, stop. I done had it before. I ain't had no rent money. I been fucking living upon no bitch before, so. I wasn't doing shit, but her, you know, I was husband trying to give her here and there, but...
The right woman would pay
her rent. Take care of
living with her is different
like
than
the
her
right
paying.
Man to pay a woman's rent. The
any man will pay some of these.
Yeah, we not saying no woman is not going to pay her
not all rent. Not all niggas pay for pussy, right?
A lot of them do.
A lot do, but a lot don't.
A lot don't.
Because a lot of bitches don't know their worth. I'm not saying.
I'm not saying you gotta know their worth.
As getting you, if you want to fuck, you gotta pay for it. A lot of bitches just want to fuck just to fuck. You feel me?
And they just be a fuck. When he take you on a date.
You think that's paying for pussy? I disagree.
That's paying for pussy.
No. What?
He said if
your whole alternative is just to fuck, you don't spend $400 just to fuck.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Come on, man.
That's paying for pussy.
Yeah, that's paying for pussy.
To that extent, okay. But I'm saying, but if I actually like you, if I like you and I take you out, and we just end up having... Yeah, okay.
I agree with you. I said, damn, she got a fat ass. And then I just take you on a date. We might go out and have some drinks. She ain't got drunk enough yet. I just want another 200. Shit, I'm 400 in the red for some pussy. I could have just gave her 200 and let her go.
But if you like her, you ain't counting. Oh,
man.
We're talking about two different things.
We're talking about two different things. If I like her, man, unlimited on the back row.
Yeah.
If I like her.
But if you just try to get some pussy, niggas, what you want for that pussy? Do women go for that shit? Do women go for that shit? I don't know. Pussy selling look completely different in 2021. They don't be on Fulton and Dustin.
They ain't gonna do it in front of everybody, no crowd of people. But if you approach her in the right way...
They're on fans only.
What's approaching her in the right way?
You know, you got to be in that conversation. You got to catch in that giggly mood, like...
So you're saying she already has to have an interest in you?
You didn't tell me.
She already has to have an interest in you.
No, she is. If her rent due, you don't got to have no interest.
No interest.
Oh, my God.
Am I lying?
I'm thinking mainly on strip club, girl, so I can't speak. But if you're in a strip club... And you got a girl walk up to you and be like, you want to dance and shit like that. You can kill all that conversation. No, I don't want no dance. I want more than dance.
But she's at work.
We ain't talking about that, though. We talking about somebody.
Y'all talking about paying for pussy.
We ain't talking about that. That counts.
And you like her.
No, that's different. So approaching somebody in that realm of dancing and doing all that, that's different than approaching some girl you see at the club. Like, who's
there? How we know they're not going? How we know that they not on the same type of time?
They might be. Because it's a lot of
regular girls that would sell pussy, but they're just scared to sell pussy. Because they're still looking.
Just like y'all scared to say so.
Why spend all that money on that
date? What you mean? Oh, we scared to
do what? Why spend all that money on that date?
Ask the bitch for some pussy off rip.
No, niggas not scared. That's just not nice.
I ain't gonna ask no random ass girl.
It's just not nice.
She don't want to do that.
If
you a stripper and you in the damn club, and you come approach me about some shit, I'm going to be straight up with you. If I'm in that mood, I don't do this shit. Nah, but at one point, like, hey. Don't ask me if I want dance. I don't want no dance. I want some more
than dance. If I'm saying all you want to do is do that with her in the first place, what I'm saying is what's the problem with letting her know that? I'm not saying be like, yeah, bitch, I'm going to fuck you right now. No, I'm not saying say that,
right.
But if that's your only intention with her, like...
What nice way do you say, I just want to beat your back up? What's the nice way to say that
you
shit?
You just got
to...
Gotta whisper.
Tell me, women, ladies...
That's between you and that girl and her vibe.
However y'all vibing, you pick the best vibe and do that.
But niggas can also talk themselves out of pussy, so.
Y'all do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
That all if she wanna fuck, she will, but then you say the wrong thing, the pussy shrivel up.
Yeah. Because it's different type of women. Every woman is different. Before y'all messing up. Accept being approached like, damn, I just want to fuck. Because maybe they just want to fuck you. And then there's some women that want more than just the fuck. And if you approach a woman with just a fuck, then she's going to be like, damn, I would have gave him pussy.
Right.
But I just had to work for it.
Exactly. I can go for that. Damn. Right. So then back to the first question. How you gonna just tell the woman you just want to fuck?
Exactly.
You gotta make that decision. Like,
so
you
gotta take that chance. Like when you say that to
you gotta pay Russian roulette with a pussy.
Man, you gotta know what type of woman you dealing with. Ask that type of
shit. You can't tell. It be the hot secret hole. It's some hot classes.
You can walk up to like, I got my dick's hole.
I done met some girls before. They done been in their phone taking calls. I'm like, no, I got 30 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck type of shit you on?
Man,
you know I'm working.
I done met some bitches let you take them on 4 dates and tell you they selling pussy.
Nah, I don't know.
No, that's
that's
facts.
Too much. That's too much. You should have told me that. I should have saved them 4 date money. Is that broke pussy?
All the 4 date money added up to at least 3 pussies.
Damn right. Yeah.
But not.
I'm talking about her
3 date. Her 3 date minimum might be somebody else's 15. Like, man, right. That's what she requires of you.
If I can get the unlimited edition pussy box first before doing all this time shit, let me know that. So we can get them save the emotional
save
shit.
A lot of hours.
Except pussy everywhere. Vegas, and where you just fly somewhere, they sell. If you want to buy pussy, it's on sale everywhere.
A lot of them.
All women sell pussy. You gotta take them on dates. You gotta do all that shit. Every woman. But I don't give a damn.
As far as all that prostitution is going on there,
right. Buying pussy. You ain't gonna take no nigga on no date.
Who ain't gonna take a nigga out on date?
You ain't gonna take no nigga on date. Y'all ain't gonna take no nigga on the first date.
What? I took a nigga out on
a date. So you gonna take a nigga on the first date?
Have you ever
done that? The first time nigga meet you, I ain't met no one gonna take a nigga on no first date.
If I approach you, then yes, I am gonna take you out. But if you approach me, no, I'm not taking you out on that first date.
The aggressive shit, because I had a situation when I was taking a nigga on a date and I was buying this nigga shit and he thought I was being too pushy. So,
That
goes into that aggressive thing. The girl, or right. The girls.
But it depends. It depends on who you doing that shit for.
You would have scared me.
That shit wouldn't scare me. I was like, she's taking me out. Okay. I would put the good Air Forces on today.
Right. So why is that a problem?
It would have made me want you more.
Why is it an issue for?
I know you ain't scared. I know you ain't scared to go to 4 yards.
Buy stuff for them and take them out and spoil them. Why is it an issue for y'all? Like, is y'all pride hurt?
No. It just depends on the person. I wouldn't have a problem with
that
shit.
If we've been in a relationship, that's cool. But to just come off the muscle, just buying me random gifts, bringing me flowers and shit.
She's not trying to make you uncomfortable. So say what if instead of
she better not be
you paying
shit.
For the movie, she pays for the movie.
I'm cool with that. Ain't no problem.
Okay,
with that.
So then what about instead of the nice $200, $300 dinner, what if she buys the $200, $300 dinner?
You ain't stressing me out with
or
that
she
either.
Cook for you.
Right, or she pays for you.
This is where it cuts the line. When she call out the blue, hey, I got this plate. I'm on the way over there. I'm 15 minutes away. Oh, what you mean?
We talking about some total different.
Nah, this is aggressive.
No, he's telling me where it kicks in.
I asked you to cook for me. Hold up. Slow down.
But why you got to ask her to cook? Because I've done that before as well. I have.
Hey, I cook.
Speaking of cooking, you
bring yeah, but you didn't say cook.
No, I didn't bring no edibles today.
But I don't know you.
No.
But you're getting to know me.
I don't think that's the point.
Don't bring me no food.
Yeah,
don't pull up.
Not on the first day, but I'm saying like in the first week or
the problem is the pulling up part.
You eat food and wake up. The dungeon somewhere. This bitch that got me.
If she's just pulling up to your house, she's already been at your house.
Right.
So no random girl's gonna just pull up to some place that you live at.
No, but the car and say, hey, I'm here. Hey, I'm here. What you mean you here?
Nah, you gotta ask.
Like,
see,
that type of shit.
Okay, that's weird.
Because if a nigga did that.
That's different.
Nah, this go down. This ain't different. This aggressive woman. Y'all talking about women being aggressive? It's cool with what she talking about. You meet a nice woman that got her own shit, don't mind paying for shit. Okay, I'm cool with that. But it's some woman that's aggressive.
So
like,
on the
really
first
date,
a woman has offered to just come and bring you whatever
but how'd
she
get your address?
How'd she get my... I'm just saying, I may have met her. Initially, I didn't know she was the way she was. So I'm like,
but that's not the first date then, though.
Exactly.
We're talking about the first date.
The first, very first,
okay,
like, y'all
that wasn't
going
the first date.
Time.
She didn't pull up on you the first date. Yes or no? No, right? Okay, cool. So what we saying is are we aggressive because we want to take you out on the first date? If I approach you and I'm like, you know what I'm saying, you want to go out? Yeah, let's go out. Boom. And then we go out. I take you out. I buy everything. I pay for it. It's on me. I invited you out. That's aggressive?
No, I'm cool with
Some
that.
Men don't that like aggressive. That shit, though, right. because they feel like their ego is getting
not dropped. With me. I'm cool with some that. Men, I can't wait to put my money in my pocket.
They might say they cool with that shit, but once they see somebody come over to the table and you put your card out before they put their card out, they're going to be like, nah, I got it. I've had that happen before, too.
No,
but,
facts.
But, like, oh, I got it. Like,
nah, niggas just don't be understanding that. Us as women, we can do the same exact shit, and we don't have a problem with it. Right. We gonna let you know, oh yeah, I know you got it, you can do it, but guess what, so can I. So what's up, we can do this together.
Aggressive right. is, I just yeah. met you last night, right? All right, we talked the next day. A day later, you just called me out of blue. Hey, I got some tickets for us to go to Jamaica. We leave on the 16th. Whoa.
That's a lot. That's
crazy. Down. That's too much.
But also, aggressive is wording, too. Like, don't call me baby and shit. We just met. Right. Right. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So,
hey, baby,
don't
how you doing?
To do that to a woman when you, because I have men get mad at me all the time. Please don't call me baby. I don't like that. Please don't call me honey. I don't like that.
I didn't realize the problem with it until that shit happened to me.
Right. It's uncomfortable, isn't it?
Like, yo, what the... Because now I don't know what type of pressure you about to put on me. Like, I don't
exactly.
know...
Exactly.
Like,
what are you what's you doing?
Like, what... Like, you about to trap me or some shit like that? Like, don't call me baby. Like, I don't like that shit at all. Crazy like, if we not on that type of level, like... Don't blow my phone up trying to tell me about your day because I don't fucking care.
Damn,
like,
that's fucked up.
You want a nigga to lie? I don't. Like, if we if we just met or we fucked one time, do not treat me like I'm your nigga. Because I'm not. I have a whole list of shit that I'm going through on my own daily psychological battles that I be trying.
That's why y'all need to stop sticking y'all dick in. So
everything.
Y'all going through your own battles.
That's yeah, I'm fighting demons, bitch. I don't need...
Yeah, once you stick your dick in, you got her demons, too.
The thing is crazy. What's crazy is that you don't like this shit. Then you going to find a bitch that you going to want to do that, and she ain't going to do it. And exactly. It's going to drive you crazy.
It's going to be like...
But it's different. Okay, I want this from her. I don't want it from her. It's like... okay.
Nobody know what they want.
Eventually you do.
Shit.
Eventually you do.
Yeah, that's true.
But we was talking about hollering at people in the mall and shit. So I like not in the mall, but out in public. So I got a question for ladies and gentlemen involved. Do y'all see somebody cute or attractive in public, and they got like a kid with them, or they got like another person with them? Do y'all still approach them? Like, what's the code on that?
I get approached all the time with my son.
I get approached all the time with my daughter too. I could be still daddy. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
But you don't like that shit.
If a man approaches me with my child, you can say hi to my child, dress my child, but do not come to me about no stepdaddy bullshit, because I'll beat your ass, my nigga. Like,
and I will beat your ass.
She will. She can't.
So everybody knows.
She beat the shit out of me.
Don't ever do that shit.
Nikki punched the shit out of me the other day. I was afraid for my life.
I can't punch right now. I got these nails. So
thank God. We're safe. Everybody, we're safe. We're safe.
If she cute and she like in the checkout line, she ain't got no ring on her finger, she got a little butt, I pay for the shit.
That's
how you
got to
do it.
If you got a kid?
No.
Okay. Yes, the fuck she does. If I got my son's shit up there and this man trying to holler at me, I'm with my kid and he see I got a kid, if you're going to be in the relationship with us, it comes two now. It's not just me. It's just not me. So you going to show me that you going to be receptive to me having a kid. Pay for that shit.
I feel like you got to. Like, you can't approach a woman when she about to pay for some shit and then not pay for that shit.
I go for that.
It's kind of like if we at the gas station and I see a fine ass chick with a big ass in front of me and I was like, let me take care of it real quick.
Or even if she pumping her gas, you better bring your ass over there and pump that gas.
Yeah.
If you try to holler at her at the gas station, she pumping her gas, be like, I got you, and pump her gas.
That's literally how
it
happens.
Because a woman is not, that's something that a woman wants a man to do for her.
Yes.
Pump my gas, my nigga.
I ain't gonna lie, you can't do that now. You bound to get shot by these women.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying. But I'm saying, if you're gonna approach a woman,
doing that type of shit,
that ain't a place to do it.
I wouldn't pump the gas.
So sometimes you just gotta let it go.
Gas station, leave that alone.
Your gas station is more set up culture with men and women nowadays, though, because men be setting women up and women be setting men up at the gas station. So that, but back before, my grandmother and my mother, if you pumping your fucking gas and a man trying to talk to you, you sit your ass in the car and make the nigga pump the gas.
Yes.
But I feel like as a nigga, that's the perfect setup. She not finna go nowhere. Nigga, you got her for at least 45 seconds to a minute. Depending on how empty her tank was.
Right. You gonna pump her gas, she gonna sit in the car, her window gonna be down, and you gonna be talking to her.
Mm-hmm. Trying to sell some weed. Hey, baby, I got that shit.
If you need some, she probably is gonna be on defense mode. No one wants to get approached. No woman is gonna probably be in her best look at the gas station, grocery store with her kids. She don't want to get approached like that.
Sure no fuck.
That's going to be the realest part you're going to see her. That's why a lot of men be hollering at women at the fucking grocery store because they see a woman walking there with a bonnet on and the bitch still look good. That's why they want to talk to her.
That's how she looking all day.
But now we got to bring up the subject of men becoming too aggressive. We was talking about women.
Yeah, let's talk about that shit.
Niggas be aggressive.
Y'all be coming off way too aggressive.
What's too aggressive to y'all?
I've had somebody follow me in the mall before, offering to buy. Where you going? I'll buy whatever it is. Let's go get lunch, whatever.
For me, that's just what you were talking about. No, I agree with you.
Let me buy you something. But for me, that makes me uncomfortable. Like, I don't want you to pay for my stuff. I'm very capable of doing it like myself.
That you owe them something after. Right. I pay for this shit, so now you owe me something.
Right, so now you gotta go get lunch with me. Now you gotta let me do this.
You offered, I took it.
So y'all can come off way too aggressive.
I agree with
that. Niggas do this. Hey, get short.
Oh, yes, I hate that. Wow. Pulling on, y'all need to stop touching.
Battery.
Yeah, that's
battery.
That's not okay.
Nikki punches niggas for real.
I'll beat a nigga ass.
I was right.
That battery.
I don't give a, if you touch me and I don't want to be touched.
No, he's saying if a nigga, pull on you.
If a nigga touch me and I don't want to be touching, I'd be like, hey, don't touch me. And you touch me again, I'm going to slap the fuck out of you.
Respectfully.
She got an aggressive voice. Like, she'll.
No, but some, believe me,
some niggas need to get punched.
No, that's true.
I feel her frustration.
Because a lot of women are scared too. To tell a nigga no.
Exactly.
Because a lot of niggas be so aggressive that you get uncomfortable and be like, damn, this nigga keeps pressing me. If I tell him no, he might do, like, I don't know what's going to happen. Niggas be weird. Niggas be weird.
I've heard that before.
Niggas are really fucking weird.
And they feel entitled to women sometimes. A lot of women feel entitled if they have money, if they dress nice, if they have a status.
If they popular,
And they be like, they come up to me like, hey, baby, come with me. Right. They be like, nah. They be like, what the fuck you mean, nah? Like,
because
you don't see this Dior jacket I got on?
Because they don't have a personality or anything outside of that. So
because
like,
all they're thinking of is that you're enough for them, and that's all that matters. Of course, why wouldn't you want me?
Exactly.
Why wouldn't you?
Like, there's no way you have more going on than
exactly.
I do.
Exactly. Look at me.
Right.
I'm rich.
Look at me.
You got a pussy. Let me fuck you.
Exactly. Let me go. The whole time you ain't even rich, that's your homeboy shirt.
Oh, my God. Oh,
over me.
That's your homeboy chain.
Right. Like, you borrowed this whole fit, bro.
Right. That's not even your car.
I see this. That's why you're so mad.
You return it tomorrow.
Exactly.
Right.
I never knew that it was true, but men do be sharing shit. I know, because I know women be sharing shit all the time.
I don't think it's nothing wrong with that, but I feel like it's something wrong when you're trying to clout check and be like, oh, this is my shit.
Nah, bitch, I just saying that's your bro shit.
Your bro
just tried to holler at me in the same shirt.
He had a ketchup stain right there, nigga.
Right, same
stain. Same shirt.
So don't try to flex like it. I mean, and you don't have to announce to me that it's not yours, but I hate when niggas just try to make it, oh, I got this, I got that, I got that. No, you don't.
And it ain't yours. Wait a minute, whoa, hold on. Women be sharing clothes, too.
I said, I don't have no problem with it. I don't have no problem with it.
Niggas, do y'all care when women be sharing clothes?
My bitch got a dress that I can fit, and she can't fit no more, let me get it.
Right, what she's saying is, we're not over here flexing like, oh, this is my dress.
Let me get it.
Like, you say, like, oh, you're like, I like your dress. It's like, thanks, my friend.
You don't even have to say that. Be like, thanks, thank you. Like, take the compliment. Don't be like, thanks, yeah, I got, oh, you know, I got
right,
this
right,
shit.
I got it all.
Yeah, I got it.
You're giving us enough information. We didn't ask you for the information.
Exactly. If I give you a compliment, if I be like, bro, your hat is five. You feel me?
Yeah.
And you be like, yeah, I got this from blah, 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 talking about where you bought it from, but really it's your homeboy hat. I didn't ask you where you got the fucking
just say,
hat from.
Oh, thanks.
Just be like, oh, thanks.
You don't believe my hat origin story? So like, I can't just like.
Y'all, I don't want to know that you bought your hat because then I seen the same hat on your brother.
It's fucked up.
It was your brother hat.
Yeah, damn.
I ain't trying to hear that.
Niggas, I done gave hand-me-downs to some of my partner. They be like, damn, I like that shirt. I done gave it to them.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. We're not saying that's a problem. We're saying the problem is
when niggas try to
like,
play,
I bought this shit.
And a whole bunch of other shit.
Right.
I ain't letting a nigga borrow shit.
It's okay.
You ain't borrowing shit. You ain't borrowing shit.
I got
what's wrong with letting a nigga borrow shit if that's
That's your homie, that's your best friend. Another nigga had on. That's crazy.
You might have COVID, nigga.
I don't know what the fuck going on. You might have crabs.
Yo, I feel like you
can never wash everything out of pants. Like, it's gonna be
shit, nigga.
So I wear my own pants.
This is one thing I won't share intimates with women. I had a situation where I had a girl staying with me one day, and I found out that she used my vibrator and she wore my underwear.
Yeah, man, I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
she stuck in her.
That whole crazy.
I don't know what she did.
How horny do you have to be?
I came back from out of town. How did you know? Listen, I'm going to tell you how I knew. I was house sitting. She was house sitting for me. I told her, watch my house for me. You feel me? I'm about to go on this trip real quick. I know where my shit is because where I place my shit. I came back from out town. I came in the house. She downstairs. I go upstairs. My vibrator wasn't in the drawer. It was on my bed.
Oh, fuck. And she used it on somebody else.
God. I don't know who the fuck she used it on. I went back downstairs. She went upstairs. I went back downstairs to use the bathroom. She went upstairs. Cleaned up the room, put the vibrator back. I came upstairs. The vibrator was in the drawer. She's a nasty bitch
if she's gonna use some.
You
girl's
used
vibrator.
It. That's disgusting.
I don't care who you are. I threw that shit away.
The fuck? I threw that shit away. I threw all my underwear away because I didn't know what happened.
I put the sheets out.
I don't know if you fucking in here. What was going on? What you was doing? If you was fucking or anything? And you know, to this day, I'm still kind of cordial with her, but mm-hmm. We've never been close since that. I don't even know she knows I know that, to be honest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn.
I don't even know she knows that I know that she... She knows she gonna see this because she be
right.
She don't know what I'm talking about.
Now she gonna know.
Little nasty bitch.
I'm just saying.
Nasty bitch.
That's disgusting.
That was some young. That was like before my son too. So I was like maybe 20.
You were actually using that vibrator.
I still use my vibrator.
Not that one.
Really?
Yeah, I use my vibrator differently now too. I'm grown.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Nikki.
Ooh, shit.
I'm getting hot.
I got a question for the ladies.
Right? So ladies, you know, everybody wants the upper elite, they want the 1% of people in the world, da 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 da. But ladies, if you got with a guy that was considered average by every standard, he's an average nigga, would you feel like you settled?
Damn, she started talking.
You only settle if they don't reach, like, your...
That's what I'm saying. So if you got with a nigga that was considered average, every measure of average.
Dick average, looks average, money average.
Oh, money average, all that shit. It's an average-ass nigga, okay. Average
basic
joke.
Ass okay. Nigga.
Yeah,
car basic. Lot working
I mean, if you're an average-ass you bitch, you'll probably settle for that because right. You'll be good.
No, that's not settling.
What is wrong with a car lot man?
There's nothing wrong with an average man.
Car lot niggas got money.
I'm saying just an average Joe, a nigga just working sales at the car lot, not the nigga that owned the car lot.
Niggas got money.
Yeah.
Well,
you said
well, nigga
work
at Walmart then. Nigga work at Walmart.
I ain't fucking with no nigga that work at Walmart.
No. He didn't say that. He said average.
The average salary in Atlanta probably maybe like 40,000.
Okay, you live comfortably. You're not really going on flights and shit, but you're comfortable.
If he take care of his bills, if he's financially comfortable with himself,
and he's faithful,
then yes,
right. I can do average.
Don't forget the faithful and loyal part. That's definitely if he ain't none of them.
That's part of your
standards.
So it's different.
I think you can have
I'm saying for each of y'all. So like if you got so. Consider where you
my
are, where you consider yourself at in life, and you got with a nigga that was just average.
But I think it's not that emotional connection.
Would it be considered settling for you?
Low key, if that's not what you want, if you don't want to settle down and have a 9-to-5 and raise kids and pick a fence yard, and that's what you choose anyway.
What about you?
Yes, that's settling.
Would that be settling for you?
I don't know. I don't know what I want, so I don't know what settling is yet. Mm. Very smart.
That's a good juke answer.
Yeah. Love to see it.
No. Zuri, you said you're not gonna settle for an average nigga.
No, I'm not settling for average.
What's
average? Average is like 30-40, and like you probably live in like a apartment on the outskirts of town that probably have some. Roaches running around, maybe
oh,
one.
God, that's not average.
No, that's average.
I said average, nigga. Not goddamn impoverished.
But that is average. No, I've seen average people's houses, and I can't do that. I can't.
Harvard is not average.
No. I live in like a $3,000 a month place. So when I go
you
to
get robbed, nigga.
But shit, I mean, it's not average, is it?
Don't tell nobody.
But it's not average. But then I go to like some place that's like $1,200 a month, and I'm looking like,
girl, I pay $15 a month. I ain't got no
money.
Right,
my shit is
very,
very.
Oh yeah, that's
it. I seen it. I can't.
Zuri, ask that question.
Average living. That's average living.
She said no. She not.
You got a regular car, like 2009, maybe. Like,
but no, that's her standard.
Right, that's different.
You like some your 9-to-5 job. Bitches that are strippers with fat asses and big titties and small waist. And
we're not gonna big titty and fat ass shame on this.
I'm not shaming it because I got a fat ass and I got titties. I'm not shaming.
But I think it goes back. I think it goes back to saying like about goals. Like as long as this person has goals to do better for himself, like that's attractive. Mm-hmm. You know, like
we're getting old though.
How old?
You're like 23.
Yeah. I'm about to be 25. I'm almost to my 30s. So
I'm almost to my
30s. So that means if you're trying to still get to your goals by 30, right, I mean, that it's cool. You can have bigger goals.
But Oprah didn't get that shit when she was 30. What are you talking about?
But you still got to be like someplace that's on like a.
So you saying if a nigga still dream chasing at 30, he just fuck him?
I mean,
basically what she's saying is if you ain't
living above average,
if you ain't rapping no song or shooting the ball or
if you ain't got a number one billboard by 30, get the fuck out her DM.
She wanna stop. Y'all bullshit.
She wanna stop.
She don't want no Brandon Roy. She want Kevin Durant.
DM.
Let's get that
hell
bag
and in a bag, right? Not that's a big, it doesn't have to be a big bag, but you gotta come with the same kind of bag.
It's over.
That's a big bag.
Ain't nothing. $3,000
a big bag.
Ain't no
I can understand that too. Want somebody to be on the same standard you have.
Internet ain't needed a mother.
But that's what I was saying.
If she has that type of money and she wants somebody to be equivalent to the money she got, then that's understandable.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That's not wrong with that.
That's where the settling part will come into play. Because if she do got all that going and she decided to go for that average nigga,
that would be.
Do you feel like you're settling? Like
I feel like I'm settling.
She feel like she might be settling.
Yeah, and that's
you know.
So what would y'all? Like, okay,
I'll give up that little money for a nigga being loyal and faithful, you know, and committed and shit like that.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
You know,
he
say that we'll give that.
He happy. He happy.
He go home every day. He good.
That nigga happy and he love you. But just because he average.
Like, he dicking you down. Like, he good.
It's over with. That's cold world.
No,
cold world. Shout, it's cold world. That nigga happy as shit. He go to work, fix his car. Yeah. I'm going home to Zuri. Yeah. She got a big ass titties. Yeah. She got that tattoo on the side of her head. Finna suck the shit out of the titties when I get home.
Nah. Whole time.
She cheating. She cheating on that nigga.
I have a
bank
account bigger than you, man.
That nigga working.
Shit.
And as soon as she break up with that nigga, he got there win the lottery.
All right. And so what?
Let me tell
you. If I wasn't fucking with you then, I'm not gonna fuck with you now.
You wasn't fucking with him because he was average. Now he won lottery. He's extraordinary.
But he's probably still gonna be the same person.
Man, money changed niggas. You don't think money changed niggas?
Money don't change shit.
Shit,
no.
It's a lot of shit.
Shit,
money it's, to, yeah. Man, look, money will change me.
What
you
mean?
You think I'm thinking nigga gonna get a bankroll to stay the same? You got me fucked up. I'm putting a diamond in the middle of my forehead like Uzi.
I'm not vibing with you. That money
right.
Shit ain't
man,
gonna change. I'm just gonna settle.
I vibe with an old bitch
for
some money.
She's a billionaire?
Right,
you're settling.
Nah. Old bitch with a bankroll. Niggas in there.
If I'm not attracted to you, I'm not attracted to you.
It's like, what are you doing? Wasting your time?
Exactly.
You know?
That
only like goes so far, I feel like.
Yeah, money.
Yeah.
If you're not even attracted
to the
person.
You gotta be like into the person you're with, dude. Guys, Chris Brown said he's single with a girlfriend. What the fuck?
What? That's him, though.
That's open relationship. Yeah, niggas know exactly what that means. Niggas know exactly what that means.
Like, you're welcome to come in. Why don't
you? You're welcome to get fucked by me, but don't expect nothing more.
So how do you think his girl feel? You think she'll care? She
okay with it.
She don't have a hate ass, to be honest. She's like,
She was, so you guys, so for you to be in a quote-unquote open relationship, would you guys disclose to the female that y'all are in an open relationship?
You got to, or yeah. not open relationship.
So if she's fucking other guys, and you're fucking other girls, are you going to be mad at her?
You can't be.
Not in an open relationship. Yeah, that's like a mutual thing.
Because some men, they claim, oh, we're in an open relationship. I can fuck whoever I want. It's just open on my side. Right, but it's just me.
If that's the rules, man. If it's just open on my side, it's just open on my side.
Okay, girl, that ain't open.
You're having that conversation with her, right? Making sure that she knows that on her end it's closed.
Facts.
Okay. Girl, he just wants you there to fuck on. That is not open relationship.
No, I love a lot of women. You just the one I love the most.
Right.
Yeah, you my man.
Okay, but that's, yeah.
Good for you.
You don't like being number one?
Number one?
Means out of a whole lineup? Damn. No, you're calling her one of two. You're not calling her one number one.
Do you want to be LeBron James or Kyle Kuzma?
I mean, they...
Niggas got that reference, though. Niggas got that reference. Oh, she got... Yeah, she knows sports. She knows sports.
What I'm saying is nigga... That's why I said I would settle for an average guy if he was loyal and him being faithful. Right. Yes, I would take that over any fucking thing. So,
right.
In your homeland, they have multiple wives.
I'm not gonna be like
in your homeland. From your homeland, they have multiple wives.
They got multiple monies.
I don't care what everybody else is doing. I know what I'm doing.
But I feel you, girl. Like I would rather be with a guy like that than someone that's gonna like. Cheat on me, or like, if I had to choose, I would want to be number one. He's not cheating. If I'm marrying you, I'm marrying you knowing I am the only one.
Not that you're still out here fucking off and you don't fuck off. That's why I don't want to marry an industry nigga or a athlete or whatever, because I know I ain't gonna be able to deal with it, because he's gonna end up dead, and then it's gonna be everything's gonna happen.
Why would that be the first thing that happened to him? Why is death the first option?
Never said that was the first option. That's just the ending result.
It's gonna be a lot of because you killed him.
Drugs and like
I got a question.
Can I have one question? Should America allow men to have multiple wives?
Yes.
Should America?
No, it should not.
Should they let men have multiple wives if they can provide and take care of the second household?
Should they let that be? Can I please make a statement on this and why that men should not let? Why America should not let men have multiple wives.
They don't already.
The jury will let you
I'm listening.
First reason is, men do not have the capacity to deal with multiple women and financially be stable. Be stable emotionally with multiple women at the same time.
That's a lie?
That's not a lie.
Bullshit.
In America,
that's not a lie. I know a dude got six women.
A man is not going to be capable of treating each woman the same. Facts. And making sure
you got to treat everybody the same?
Yes.
What? Yeah, because one woman don't want to divorce you.
Right? How do you think it works in other countries?
Hold on. Because they treat all of them the same.
Thank you.
They don't treat them all the same out here. Third.
They have to. They don't know how. That's part of marriage.
Third, men in America are too selfish. They're too greedy.
Selfish, for sure.
And they have too... The standards of being in a polygamous relationship out here is not that it's not looked upon the right way, but it's not studied the right way. Niggas just want to do it because they want to stick their dick in everything. Polygamy is not just about sticking your dick and fucking a person. It's about making families, communities, and taking care of those communities.
Right. Right.
Niggas don't take care of their fucking kids, so why do you need four wives?
It's literally the nigga for the nigga.
That ain't every nigga, though. Thank you. That ain't every nigga.
If they allow that, I think they should have standards of how much the income the man should have before he do that.
Everybody gonna go bankrupt if polygamy was out
there. No, because then you have to put it on women as well. Because if they're gonna make a...
Women are too selfish and greedy. And
women will share a nigga before men will share a chick.
Y'all don't share plenty.
I'm just curious if they would let that go down. I don't want to be hopping on the next dick that this bitch fucked next to.
If it's like coming together, like it's all we all meet this nigga at the same time. We all like,
yeah,
I know what we're doing. We all meet each other.
In those type of
it'll be different. You don't know the nigga.
talking about you a house, you a house, you a house. I'm going to be here at noon. I'm going to be here tonight. I'm going to be here in the morning.
No, we all going to be together all the time.
We all going to Disney World together. We all got vacation over here. We all got vacation over here. Right. Oh, we can do it in the same house. Y'all can live on different levels. We're going to make it equal.
No.
If that can't happen, then I don't need y'all. That's what happens.
And so that's why men don't need more than one wife.
Why?
It's fine for men. It's fine for men.
If you all are treating me equal, you're being taken care of, your kids are good, your finances are taken care of, what is the problem? Is it the dick? Is it the dick? Is it the dick?
Five niggas like a man. If you gonna take care of the five niggas,
if she can, yes. If I'm financially able to,
you wanna have five niggas in your house? You damn right. You taking care of them five niggas? You
all five of them?
I need new Gucci shoes. The girl just has his attention, you know. So it's like,
that's all she.
How
needs.
Is that fair?
Y'all you know, all should work together. All of y'all should work together to please him.
He gets the attention of like five different women.
Yes.
He get that one. So then we have to wait out the other time.
But you get one nigga. You get one nigga. Stop. But you get one nigga that's like 40 niggas. Cause you ain't gonna find no nigga like this. You ain't gonna find no nigga take care of five of y'all. It's one nigga like this out of a million. Come on. You gotta clear that up. That's like Mayweather. How you gonna turn Mayweather down? What the fuck you mean?
I'm taking
care of all of y'all. Right.
Fuck that shit.
Y'all good. What your child need? You wanna go to private school, baby? Like, what's up? I ain't raping you.
No,
you
wanna
suck it? I ain't forcing nothing on you.
Just because he's financially taking care of them, is he taking care of them mentally, emotionally?
He could be every time they cry, he probably hugging and holding them.
How you know?
How would he know? It's a made up thing. Who is he? Mayweather. Look at my forehead.
Only reason polygamy would be able to happen out here is if a man had the financial stability to do it. A lot of men want to be fucking a bunch of women and don't have the money to
get it. It's a difference between fucking a bunch of women and taking care of, being able to provide for a bunch of women.
That's where different dynamics come in. Some polygamous relationships go off of like hinges where, both women are intimate with the one man, but they're not intimate with each other. So that's where it comes into play. Like if all five people, six people, whatever, were truly in love, not only with the man but each other,
that I agree with,
that would be different. I would totally allow that.
He was nice looking, he said, hey, I got $1 million for all four of y'all. Come stay with me.
$1 million
for each one of y'all. I'm pretty sure.
Is he gonna help me? Is he gonna? If he's whatever you want, house, baby, he's a billionaire. Is he gonna let me make money on my own as well?
Do what you want, but you come home to daddy. You ain't fucking nobody else. You can do what you want, baby. You can build a house.
You're on a schedule now.
Whatever you want to do, but bring your ass home to daddy and sleep in this bed.
If that's what those five people want, then yes.
I think it depends on the relationship.
You don't want
this man.
You're going to have to do whatever. If you said something about here, I'm giving you $1 million. I'm giving you $1 million. Why are you my husband? You giving me $1 million. You telling me you moving me in a house with all these other bitches.
I
want to
marry you. I want to marry.
That's your reward. That's your reward for being my wife.
Is it because you love all those women, or is it just because you want to be able to sleep with a different woman every night?
Nah, I'm gonna have to like y'all. I'm gonna have to have some type of feeling. You're gonna have to intellect me some type of way. She gonna have to do it some type of way. There ain't gonna be no, I don't like y'all. It's gonna be love and feelings. There's gonna have to be.
It can't just be feelings. It has to be genuine love.
It's gonna have to be that. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with y'all. Y'all gonna be mine. Like, it's gonna be love. It has to be.
At the end of the day, if I have a husband and it's four of the women and he married to all of us, he gonna divorce all four of them because he's gonna end up coming to me. Fuck is you talking about?
We know who not the team player.
You feel me?
If you feel like that, you should feel like that. God damn it.
That's what I'm saying. The other women have to have a relationship with each other.
What Drake say? Eager Beaver will ruin it down. Eager Beaver over here. Fuck this damn up. Let's get into this goddamn big homie's kitchen, man. Let's talk about this new music. We're going to start with you, Shout.
Facts, what's up, man? Man, I got a new mixtape out with my dog, DJ Screen Narcos.
Screening
on all platforms, man. It's buzzing. Hit single, everything. I don't know if you people.
You got any features on there?
Yeah, I got Boosie on there. My boy Pop Lord on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop Lord, a fool with a pen.
Right.
Yes, sir. Okay, okay, okay. So what, like, so what side of Atlanta are you from? I know you got some deep, deep roots in Atlanta. I was talking to Screen before we got here.
I mean, I'm from the south side.
Got to know it. Got me.
Both sides. No, I'm from both sides. Like, okay. As I was young, I was going over there, Old National, Union City. You know what I'm saying? Then I got old. I'm on Mount Zion, 231. So
okay.
You know, it's two south sides.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I've been a part of both of them.
Shit, I was a south side myself. You know, shit, Tri-Cities High School over there.
Right, Creekside.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, you were the Creekside?
Facts.
You know, when niggas talk, so what year you came out?
2001. I freshman as a freshman.
When niggas talk about Creekside, niggas talk about like sports in general, and they're like, "Yo, who's the best?" I said a question yesterday, like, "Who's the best high school athlete you seen in high school ever?"
That ain't no question,
man. I was like, "Yo, I remember watching Eric Berry highlights when I was in high school, Eric Berry looked like Vic in high school at quarterback.
Something, he was raw."
Eric Berry was that nigga at quarterback in high school.
Facts.
I ain't never seen a athlete do it. Like, Eric Berry probably, like, my favorite non-NFL football player of all time.
I ain't no fact.
Because Reggie Bush, my favorite college player I've ever seen. Eric Berry, definitely my favorite high school player I've ever seen. That nigga was a fool at quarterback.
I
ain't
no fact.
Yeah.
Eric Berry.
Definitely Eric Berry. So, you got any dream features?
Dream features?
Yeah.
I could say yeah about that to a few people.
Yeah. Who's, like, number one on that list? You got to give us one.
And it's going to surprise everybody, man. Bruno Mars.
Really?
Wow. Hey. That's
weird. You know that motherfucker going to stream like crazy, though.
Yeah, I definitely want to feature with him. I like his demeanor, his whole stage set. You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay. That's hard. Okay.
Hell yeah.
Let's get into our next musician. What's up, Miss Nikki Sweet?
What's up? Let me get a shot first.
You mean, okay, what's up?
I just drunk out the black on lemonade.
Black on lemonade. Well, here, shit. Go ahead. You gonna take one too? All right. Cool. Miss Sweets, we just dropped the video for
No Basic. It dropped on my birthday.
I love that song.
Thank you. They want to see what I can do.
The last time you was in here, I wasn't hip to you.
Nah, you wasn't hip. You got hip.
But
though.
Now I'm your biggest fucking fan.
Thank you.
I don't see you perform twice.
Thank you. And I am performing again tomorrow. If you guys want to come to R Bar,
performing
with the Mardi Gras thing.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be there tomorrow. But I just dropped a music video. No Basic is on YouTube. It's produced by Fly God, a producer. He's actually somebody I met on Instagram. Sent me a hard-ass beat.
Networking.
Oh, made that hard-ass shit.
That's right.
I got some shit about to happen this year that I low-key don't even want to say it yet because...
Do I know about it yet?
I'm going to text you about it. But okay. I got two placements this year.
You got another one?
Yeah, I got another one.
Okay.
And the second one... I told you about the first one.
Yeah.
The second one is with an artist that was in a group that I used to listen to. It's a male artist.
Okay.
Yes.
And just say we about to be trippy, bitch. Cause.
Okay. So
wow.
So, I got that going. I'm working on an album now. I got a whole bunch of like different songs that I've been working on, like perfecting my craft and everything like that. And I'm just basically getting things sent to me, and I'm reading over to see if I want to sign up or something. I'm just like letting everything manifest for the year. I feel like this year is going to be a very productive year for me, and I'm going to just be optimistic about everything and just look out for me because Nikki motherfucking Sweets is going to be a household name.
Yeah. Let's go.
You know, shit, I be got there. I tell Larry, I'm Nikki Sweets' biggest fan. I wasn't hip to it before, but once I heard that shit, I was like, yo, this shit hard, nigga. Who are you signed to, nigga? You need to goddamn get your ass. I'm about to sign you to me. I don't know what we're going to sign for or what, but nigga, I just need you, nigga. Nikki Sweets got that shit, man. I seen her perform at R Bar before, and she just played that shit out of nowhere, and bitches just started hopping on the stage. Like, just out of nowhere. It's kind of like, you know, like when they said the Pied Piper was playing his shit, and the kids just followed him. Nikki Sweet's song just came on, and bitches started shaking their ass on the stage.
Yeah.
I ain't know what the fuck happened.
You know, they love the vibe.
Yeah, they love
it. Got that good Midwest vibe. They born in Chicago, raised in Indiana.
Hey. Oh, my God. What part?
You from Chicago?
I'm from the south side of Chicago.
What part of Indiana?
I'm from Indiana. I'm like East Side, Post Road, all that shit. So.
In East Side.
East. I went to Warren Central High School.
So.
Went to Warren Central in Lawrence North.
Yeah. So my folks, we live in East Chicago.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Oh, okay. I've never been out that area, though, but I know what it's
because it's lame, nigga.
It's not lame. It's just Indiana gets very crazy.
Indiana and
the outskirts and everything in Chicago, when it mix in, you either get your, you're going to have your Blackstones, you're going to have your niggas from Paulville, you're going to have your Jeeps, like...
It's just too much going on.
There's a lot of shit going on out there that people be trying to make it seem like it's the Midwest. I ain't no gay dog. Them niggas is stupid. It's some crazy shit.
Those are facts.
But I'm a Midwest baby. That's why I be acting the way I be acting. I'm not violent. I just...
You're not violent, Nikki. I'm sorry I said that. I apologize. I will never say that.
I'm not violent. I just... I'm very stern and I'm grown.
You punched me for no reason.
I was drunk, probably.
How long have you been in Atlanta?
So abusive.
I've been in Atlanta for 10 years.
Okay.
Anybody else in here rap before I... Niggas like springing mixtapes on me.
Oh, I got somebody I want you to play. Hell
up, I'm not care.
No,
not
shut up. No.
But
no.
It ain't no tacos. It ain't no food.
You missed it.
It was tacos.
It was tacos?
Yeah.
You lying to me.
I'm lying.
Oh, my God.
You missed the tacos?
Hey, man, that's episode 51 of the Big Homie South. She got the homies in the building, man. We appreciate y'all kicking in. Anybody want to join the Yam Cam today before we exit?
What the hell is the Yam
Cam? What's that?
I had that.
You want to tell about the Yam Cam?
The Yam Cam is you just get up.
Sit on
the
table.
And sit your ass on the table so we can see your yams.
The yams.
Damn, I want to see
that's why you
want
a big
booty
girl
on
this episode.
That is why
I
want to
see the yam
that's
table.
Why
do y'all have yams?
No. Only person in here that got yams is Mickey. Yeah, she's the only one.
Do you want to read
JoJo got a little booty.
Not this time.
When I get my one-on-one interview, then I'll give you your yam cam.
This will be one-on-one because I need more people to talk to.
One-on-one, man. You get the yams on the one-on-one.
And that's episode 51, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate y'all kicking it with the homies, and we out.